David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is The Advisor with Stacey. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. She is an expert on our show. She is part of our podcast community. She also has her own podcast, and she is a guitar instructor, and she helps people learn the guitar, improve with the guitar, and she really has a great way of helping you understand the tones, the sounds, the music, the beauty of it. And she's just an outstanding teacher. So everybody, here's Charlotte. Charlotte, tell everybody a little about yourself and tell everybody what resistance versus truth means.
Yeah, so that's a strange title. I was sort of like, whoa, it's resistance. Yeah, and I want to get your feedback too. Like you said, I want you to be fresh, which we always do. You know, you never know what I'm going to say and vice versa. Yeah, so I've been teaching guitar for over 50 years. Oh my. And I've written a bunch of books. And what I've been doing more publicly, I've always done it with my teaching in with one-on-one, but what I've been doing more in the last few years is more about helping people more about learning and self-awareness and how you can use that for your learning and expansion. And so the things that I'm teaching and what I wrote about in You and Your Guitar really are for everyone, whether you're a musician or not. If you're a musician, whatever instrument, if you don't play an instrument, these are still qualities. You know how sometimes there are things that you say, oh, you can learn everything about life in X. You know, like when you learn guitar, you can learn everything about life. You know, so yeah, there are these qualities. And to me, learning is huge. I mean, it's everything, whatever topic it is, you know, we always want to keep learning. So, and that's what You and Your Guitar, as I said, the most recent book that I wrote is about some of the stuff that we talk about on these podcasts, commitment and, you know, different confidence, different qualities in your life. So what I really want to circle back to something that I had mentioned in the last podcast. The last podcast, we were talking about hearing music and how a musician hears differently than a non-musician and how you can learn to hear like a musician. And then you will propel yourself forward in your musicianship by doing that. Or you'll just have more fun as a listener and enrich your life. And in that conversation, I was talking about how there are a lot of people who go to teachers who insist on just having a connection from cymbal to where you place your fingers on the instrument and right. How it robs you of the soul and spirit of the sound and making a sound. And in that, I dropped a comment that said, you know, a lot of guitar players never deal with that because they don't go to lessons because they would just resist. They don't want that. They want to go straight to music, which is a wonderful thing. And I think we should always be with the music, with the sound. But the drawback there is that word resist, because if you resist learning, well, then you miss out on a lot and you create limits. You know, I titled my website years ago, Limitless Guitar. And so, you know, that's really what I'm always talking about, is how to lift limits. And resistance, it was just the definition of the word. You know you're going to be limited right there. So I'm going to talk about resistance and thinking about it. I always do a lot of thinking about these things before we meet. And in thinking about it, I came around to something that is, you can test yourself. I think you'll find it is so often resistance is because we're not seeing the truth of a situation.
Right.
That's the resistance versus truth. And again, this applies to everything, but I'm going to put it in the guitar context because that's what I do. So the thing about resistance is that it holds you back. We know that, but it's tricky because we usually don't know we have it.
Yeah.
So identifying it, recognizing it, and identifying resistance in your life, in your practice, whatever, is step one. And oftentimes that's all you need to do. Once you realize it's resistance instead of this untrue belief, then you just soar right through. And if that doesn't work, well, then I got some other things we can talk about. But first I want to go there. Untrue beliefs would be well, I'm gonna call these like level one. These are like level one beliefs, first level, we'll say. One that people are aware of commonly is, oh, I just don't have time to practice. Well, you probably do. I mean, if you want to learn and you've engaged maybe lessons or a course or something, and you've made this sort of commitment to it, but I say sort of because it doesn't feel like you're truly committed to it. Well, then you may be saying a lot, I don't have time to practice. Well, unless you're in a situation that you're probably not in, if you've chosen this time frame in which to learn this, which, a situation like you're a caregiver or you're working 12-hour days at your job or something like that, well, you're probably not going to be signing up for this anyway. But if you're sort of in the kind of, if you're in the situation where you would be doing this, then it's a matter of prioritizing, So we all have the same amount of time in every day. It's just what we choose to do with it. So that's a way of just getting honest. The truth is, I prefer to sit and watch a movie than to play guitar. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you face that, wait a minute, I chose to watch this movie. I chose to be on social media. I chose to go take a walk. All the things that you fill your day with, make those more conscious choices, and then you can solve that problem. Okay, so another sort of first level, I'm keep them made that up, resistance is to learning resistances. And this is very common among guitar players because you're like, well, this famous guitar player that I love didn't know how to read notes or didn't know music theory. Those are the two biggest ones. Oh, it's a waste of time. I don't need to know that if these people do. Well, first of all, most guitar or most music teachers will tell you, yeah, but you're not this person. If you could do it the way he or she did it, well, go. The other thing is that's a narrow path. Like there's only a certain amount of stuff you can do without broadening your information. And then, but the other thing is, it's not true that it's a waste of time. And this is a thing that you really have to look at, because if you believe something's true, then it's you have to step back and really open up to consider something else. But I can pretty much guarantee you that you will never, ever find any musician who reads notes or who knows music theory that says, boy, that was a waste of time learning that. I never use it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to make you a worse player. It's not going to waste your time. So in overcoming this resistance, if you just look at it, be truthful, which is hard for us to do because we have certain beliefs. We've caught on to what other people have told us or what we feel is convenient or just it's an excuse or whatever. But it'll help you. It'll help you if you start looking at these things and go, but wait, maybe that's for that person, but what about me? I want to lift some limits. So how am I going to lift these limits? I need to shift some beliefs. Another one is like, oh, a metronome will make you playing with a metronome will make you sound like a robot. Well, playing with a drummer doesn't make you sound like a robot. So if you want to get better and you're stuck, or maybe you haven't gotten stuck yet and you don't want to get stuck, then you can start looking at these beliefs and saying, but are they really true? Are they really true? So sometimes doing those things will be all you need to get to a place that you can go to another level. Then there's what I'm going to describe as second level resistance, and that is a second level to the resistance, maybe is a better way to think of it. And that's there's a deeper reason that you're holding on to these beliefs, or that you're not getting into the practice room, or whatever. And they're beliefs that we all deal with. And everybody that listens to your show works with these kinds of things every day because they're aware people. People who are listening to your show are conscious people. So, and there are a lot of other conscious people that don't yet know about your show, so we have to tell them about it. But those are things like poor self-image, a belief that you're not smart enough, a belief that you could never do something because you weren't born with a certain ability. Those are not true beliefs. And those are really hard to jar loose. Again, when you believe something, you believe it. So if you want to step into a new place, you've got to step back, open up, and say, you know what? Maybe I can believe something different.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Yeah.
Very, very common. I mean, some of the people I'm closest to will tell me, oh, I could never, no matter how hard I try and how long I studied, I could never know theory like you do. I'm like, yeah,
Right.
you actually could. You certainly could. The thing is, people tend to believe, and I think this is a lot of, what we get through the media and social media and so forth, is that things are easy and quick. When you see somebody play an instrument, it's so easy. But it takes a lot of time. So if you want to know theory, you have to do theory
Right.
over and over and over and over and over again. People say, oh, I took a semester of theory in college and I forgot it and it didn't do me any good. No, it's not going to do you any good that way. You have to use it.
Yeah.
You have to bring it into your life and use it. So that taking the time, it's the myth of how much time things take or how capable you are inherently.
Right.
My mind, here's another one. My mind just doesn't work that way. Okay, if it doesn't work that way, let's find out how to open it and shift it until it does.
Right.
Right? So that's a huge one. Because we all tend to think we are just who we are, how we came in. I just don't think that there's any truth in that at all. And
Right.
it's not just a belief I've chosen, although I have chosen that belief because it serves me in my life, but I've also watched it. I've watched people who didn't seem smart and they studied and learned to study and study, and they went skyrocket up into their field. People
Yeah.
who were musical, same thing. So, no, you may not have been born with these tendencies. You may not have been raised in a family that nurtured these tendencies. You may not have those. You may
Right.
not be able to do this, but it doesn't mean you're not going to be able to do it. Okay.
Right.
So I want to empower you. And I'm telling the truth, So that's good. Okay. And then there's another one of those, a deeper level is just fear of the unknown. Like doing something that's different. And that also is tied into, I'm scared I'm not going to be able to do it. That always kind of comes back to that. And I'm going to feel stupid, even just in myself, in my own room by myself. You can feel really stupid. And then there's some other things that I talk about in my books and my teaching about just things you can do for yourself or your teacher can help you with if you have a good coach or teacher. Learning styles. So here's another one. Oh, I'm a visual learner. Okay, now you're going to be an auditory learner because we're doing music. Oh, no, I'm a visual learner. Well, okay, now let's learn how to be an auditory learner as well. Yeah. So, getting out of that, I want to go somewhere, but I won't go somewhere. I won't take the steps to do that because I have this firm belief and I'm attached to that belief.
Right.
Yeah. Can you, does this resonate with you or do you have any thoughts about in your own life or people that you're close to where you've seen people be able to shift or see a place where a shift would be helpful to them?
Yeah, well, when you talk about auditory learning, I was always good at visual learning. And but, I remember when I had when I wasn't able to use, I'm left-handed. When I wasn't able to use my left hand, I started using my right hand, and I was able to learn how to write and do everything in my right hand as well as I could in my left hand. But my dominant is my left. But I took the time to actually learn how to write because I had to, and do stuff more with my right hand. And I actually was able to shift, so I could now use both. But originally, I always thought, well, I'm dominant in my left. I can only use my left. But yes, you can do both. You could, even though you're a visual learner, you could still learn auditory. It's just it's taking the time to actually learn the skills, and we're capable of learning the skills. It's just having that mindset, that proper mindset, and being open to it. And then, and if it comes hard, then you just break it up into smaller pieces, I think, until you get it, you keep, you take little baby steps, and eventually, you start learning it, and it comes easier and easier the more you practice.
Yeah, totally. And also, I was thinking about this yesterday in the conversation. Somebody telling me about, oh, your mind, you can, I've seen you can do this and that and the other. I'm like, yeah, but I started thinking about what am I doing in my mind that other people go, I just can't do that. And it is a place that I go. There's a place I go and mentally, and I think probably everybody that's a good problem solver or sees more than one thing at a time, is creative, I'd say that, has this place to go. And when you go there, it's like a commitment. Like you're not going to leave there until you get the answer. But you're not going to be going for the answer and sort of this external thing like pounding at it. You're going to be allowing. So it's the place that I go is an empty place. It's like where you go when you meditate, and I think that's an inner world that if you're constantly trying to do something that you don't feel like you're good at, you're pounding at it from the exterior. And so you have to take the time and the patience, be kind to yourself, be gentle. Go away from anything that's competitive or would give you a grade, or anyone else that you feel like might be judging you, whether they are or not. Go to a private, quiet space every time. Like, I would never practice guitar in front of somebody, never. And I go to this place easily, but it's not going to work for me to practice my instrument with somebody else there because I gotta get away from all of that. And so that mental, emotional space, I think, is what we want to nourish, nurture. And you have to find it yourself. But everybody finds it. Everybody has it, and everybody can find it. Maybe you can find it just by like, what does it feel like? What does my mind feel like when I'm daydreaming? And then start to cultivate that more and more and more. But it's a relaxation is a big part of that, and non-self-judgment. You step out of expecting results of any kind, especially on a time frame. Be curious, be just have fun, and that's I think that's a big thing. Like why they say kids learn so well, kids' minds aren't. Really, they don't learn better. They have usually less concentration, and they don't have a lot of life experience that can feed into it. So they don't have a lot of advantages over an adult mind, but the big advantage they have is innocence. Yeah. So if we can step into that place where we're just learning because it's fun. Yeah, and that learn resistance to learning, like when I said nobody ever said this is a waste of time to learn this. Just learning stuff is fun. Learning stuff is good for you. If you learn something like one of the resistances to learning things in a particular topic I know is if the student feels like it's irrelevant to their goals. I feel like learning is just going to help me if I learn about how the car runs and I'm never going to fix a car, I'm still ahead of the game. You know, it's a waste of time. I learned something. How many of us just learn a foreign language? Just go get books or recordings or sign up for something so we can learn another language just because we want to learn language.
Yeah.
And you can do that with anything else. You just open your mind and say, yeah, just learning for the sake of learning.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put your mindset to it and you take the time out to do it, there is no stopping you, you know.
Right. And I feel like you know, you're a creative person. And I feel like, you know, when you get to be an adult and you've been generating ideas easily and quickly for a while, you just kind of take it for granted and don't realize that your mind is going to that place. You know, that's why it was interesting for me to go, okay, what am I doing during this time? But okay, so when you have a problem to solve, you're trying to create something new, maybe a new project or something, is there a particular time in your day or a particular activity that you are doing when usually the ideas come to you?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I guess sometimes they just flow into my head. I guess sometimes I just get like one little idea and then it stems to a branch of ideas. Mm-hmm. And then I react on them. You know, mm-hmm. if I think it's a good idea, and usually it is, I react on it. I get involved. I start creating it. And then I slowly, you know, it might take me a while. I might put it aside, but I always go back to it and keep trying to create it.
I like that, you know, going back to it, because that ties back into it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the part that I was saying about be gentle and kind to yourself, don't push it. You think about the energy of resistance.
Yeah.
Okay, think about the energy of resistance. If you meet resistance with that same energy, that same hard pushing energy, you're just going to be in a struggle. You have to meet resistance with yielding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you yield to it and you just go, it'll come. The learning will come, the whatever. Yeah, I mean, sure, there is some of the just do it if you can't get up off the couch and you need to go do something. But a lot of times that ends up where you're beating yourself up, where you don't feel good about yourself.
It's very true.
For me, morning. Morning is the time. And I mean, early morning, as soon as I get up, the first hour or two of the day, it's like bam, 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 bam. All the answers come to me in my sleep. They do. I mean, I'm given information as I sleep, and I wake up and I go, oh, thank you. And then anytime, like every day I muck out the paddock for my horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's like my favorite time because they're eating. I can just hear them. Everything's peaceful. And my mind can go where it wants to go. I've written arrangements in my head while I was mucking out the paddock. I got the idea for my first video, a comprehensive instructional video for my next website. I get all these ideas either mucking out the paddock or taking a shower. Because your mind is relaxed.
Yeah.
So if you're not pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, I got to think of an idea, I've got a deadline, you know, that's not going to be as productive. And it's not going to make you feel as good as if you set yourself up to learn or to have ideas or to break through resistances.
Yes.
Yeah, you set yourself up by creating a place and a time, you know. And maybe you don't have to create it. You take a shower every day. You know, you just created it. Just don't listen to the news while you're taking shower. So learning takes time, and it
Yes, it
takes
does.
some of these other things we've talked about, repetition, and you said going back to it at some point. That's a creative, you were talking about creativity at that point, but it's the same sort of environment that's
Yeah.
required.
And I think I when you go back to it, you get more ideas, and you also find out, you figure out where the flaws were previously, and you fix them, because while you're practicing, I think you go back to it and you're like, oh wait, if I did it like this, it sounds much better, and then and so I think by if you tried to get everything done in one day and you try to do all this practicing in one day, I think you're going to burn yourself out, and then you're going to lose interest, because then you're not going to have that energy and that motivation and that inspiration. But if you do it in baby steps, and you don't worry about finishing a lesson, but maybe just starting it, or beginning it, that will give you the inspiration for the next day to do a little bit more and a little bit more, and to try different ways of learning and using different parts of your brain to grasp the music and the sound and the tone and how to play and so forth.
And then the more you do that, the less resistance is an issue.
Yes. Exactly.
So, and then when resistance comes up, then hopefully each time you'll be able to recognize it more quickly and go, oh, that's just re resistance.
Yeah.
I can say, oh, I know what to do with that. That's just resistance.
Yeah.
I can walk through this. And I think that's the trick is to just practice recognizing when resistance comes up.
Right.
And sometimes it's not really a negative thing. Sometimes it's discernment, like, well, that's really not good for me. Somebody's pushing me to do something. Now, maybe somebody's pushing you to do something with your health that doesn't match your beliefs and how you should go forward with your health. And so, no. You can
Right.
resist it. That's a good thing to do. Sometimes it's timing. Sometimes it's like I'm really open to learning theory or whatever, but it's
Yes.
not a good time. I know better than to try and make a commitment right now because I won't be able to carry through with it because
Right.
everything in my life or going on in my mind or these other commitments I have. So you're not resisting it, you're just postponing it,
That's so
But
true.
that self-awareness, you'll get more and more in touch with which it is.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I think, with resistance, I think it's by opening yourself up and letting your creativity flow and having an open mind and not being afraid of failure, or not being afraid of not being able to do it, right away, that resistance level, I think, will decline, and you'd be more open to try. I think the biggest problem of people is the feeling of failure, the feeling of not getting it, not being good enough, or having, a friend or a family member, say something negative, just having that, those personal insecurities that we all carry as human beings, and not wanting someone to criticize you, and you, 'cause you're just learning, you're just getting it, you're making mistakes, but you don't want to hear the constructive criticism. You don't want to hear, because even though someone might say it in a nice way, hopefully, it still, might be bothersome to the person too.
I think that we're so used to thinking of good, bad, right, wrong, duality. And who's the best? People talk about who's the best guitarist. Really? Because I just had a conversation the other day with one of my students. He was talking about like sometimes he doesn't realize is he good or not. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I said, I could tell you who the 10 best guitarists in the world are right now. And I could probably guarantee you haven't heard of a single one of them. Or think of all the people alive today who don't know who Bob Dylan or the Beatles are. I mean, accepted, very,
Yeah.
very famous and accepted. Louis Armstrong or some of the best musicians of their time that people don't know, they're gone.
Yeah.
There's always going to be somebody better than you. There's always going to be somebody that has more attention, gets more likes on social media, whatever. Competition is not going to give you, you can't ever get enough. You can never get enough. It's kind of like wanting material things. There's never enough to satisfy you. You have to have that intrinsic value in the things that you're doing. You have to love it and get fed by it for you. You're the one you do it for. So that's why I think it, I keep saying, you know, be gentle, be kind, be alone. And then you can share it when you're ready to share it. And then
100%.
if somebody doesn't like it, well, then you can say, oh, okay. Everybody's not going to like me. Everybody's not going to like my music. You like what you like. I'll like what I like. We just, you know, do our lives with love. Yeah.
That's so true. That's so
And if
true.
we're always thinking about, am I good? Am I good enough? Or what do they think? What do they think? You know, we're always going to be unhappy. Wherever you are right now is perfect. Wherever you are with your music is perfect. And then you take the next step and that's perfect. And you take the next step and that's perfect. And
I
sometimes
remember.
you take a step and you go, woo, that's really great. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just gonna say, I remember talking to a coach, and they were saying you can never compare yourself to somebody, because one person can be on level 33 and the other person could just be starting out. And even though you look up to these people or you mentor these people, you're never going to be on their level the same time they're on their level. You know, like it's you just can't compare yourself. You have to just look at yourself and just focus on you. You know, don't compare yourself to others. Just focus on you as a person and
You're
get, you know.
unique. No one can ever have what you have. You may be thinking, oh, I can't have what this other person has. Well, they're probably thinking they can't have what you have. You know? And would you trade? No, I don't think anybody would trade if they knew, you know, what all was going on with somebody else. It's great to be, and that's why you and your guitar, it's a relationship, it's a very personal thing. You're playing music. Yeah.
100%. 100%.
That's what's so cool about it.
What?
That's what's so cool about it.
Oh, for sure.
It's so
And
personal.
it's personal, and everybody has their own style and they do it differently, you know.
Yeah.
You always come across those people who kind of do it more different than others. And those are the people who stand out too. You know, the ones that are not afraid to be themselves. You know, they're not copying off anybody. They're just being them. And I think a lot of times too, is like when you get to that point where you're confident enough to and in your own guitar playing, and you can be who you want to be and create that image you want to create, you know, that's when you start to get noticed, you know, because people respect that, I think.
Yeah, and then there's another thing that if you have to be careful. I mean, there's so many traps on all the things. Some people fall into a trap of like, I want to be creative, I want to be just who I am and not like anybody else, but they don't have a foundation for that yet. So the way you do that usually is you copy and you copy, and then you start to springboard off of all that those skills that you have and the experience that you have. And your own unique self can is being expressed. But you don't have to be, you don't have to do anything. You don't, there's no rules, you know, just if you're open to learning and you find these places that you feel resistance, you'll start to be able to recognize it in your body. You know, you can feel, oh, that felt like resistance.
You know, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you wanted to get emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you'd like to emphasize, you know, some turning points for today's conversation?
Yeah, I think just what I was kind of talking about there at the end is that to just make it a point to self-witness and find any places that feel like resistance. And if you can rise above those or through those, then observe what it does for you and lifting limits and whatever you're doing. Yeah, and make it fun. It's just
Yeah.
fun. Like it's going to be a fun thing. It's not like you've got to be better or you got to do better or anything like that. It's you
Yeah.
have to be more free. Oh, wow, there was something hard that now is soft and nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I like that a
Great.
lot.
Yeah.
I think people really have to, break through their insecurities and make time. And, if they really have an interest, don't be lazy about it, make time. If you really want to do something, there's always time in the day to do it. The fact is that you want to do it, and with the techniques and tools that, that you teach, I think anyone could easily pick it up. Now with the services that you offer, can you tell us a little about those services on your website?
Yeah. The services are lessons and coaching. So, you know, if you want to come on a regular basis on online to lessons, as you would think of lessons, coaching is going to involve a lot of really personalized lessons will be personalized too, and will involve some coaching. But coaching is more for people who have played for a while and they want to move to another level and they're kind of stuck, you know. And so we'll work through some of these kind of things that we talk about on the podcast. Only I can do it, I can help you on an individual basis and really get down to the smaller details. And then I have the virtual studio, which is full of lessons, audio, visual, and text lessons and some courses. So you know, I do a lot with ear training. And then I have a line of instructional books that are also there on the website. Yeah, that's the main thing is the lessons, the virtual studio and the books and videos. The main things. Lots and lots of articles. Lots and
And
lots of articles to help you out or understand.
where can people find you?
It's at limitless-guitar.com. Yeah. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and something else, I guess. What is it? I say this, you should remember mine, but it's like
Yeah,
Facebook,
you're on Facebook, you're on LinkedIn, you're on
LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube.
YouTube. Yes.
Yeah.
I knew there was one more.
I did too. There for a minute, I lost it. Well, I didn't do anything on YouTube for so many years. And then I just recently started posting on there again. So I had to get the little icon on my site, go, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I send out newsletter twice a month. It has no advertising in it. You'll never be on any lists or anything, but each one will help you with, I hope that's my intention. I write to help you with your playing.
Right. That's
So
amazing.
you should, you know, if you go to the site, go there. There's some free ebooks you can get. As I said, there's all the articles. You can get a free 30 days in the virtual studio. You can learn an amazing amount in 30 days for free. And then even if you decide to stay, it's only $9.95 a month. So, and you can leave anytime. Won't hurt my feelings. So there's a lot of stuff you can get for free or very cheap. And then there's, you know, you can put together bundles of books and videos to make it really very reasonable. And then the main thing that I think everybody could benefit from is the you and your guitar.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is a lot of stuff. And what I love about you is you're so compassionate. You love what you do, and you can
Oh.
truly see that you do it because you love it.
Yeah.
And I think that makes all the difference, especially when you have a teacher who really loves what they're doing. I think it makes a big difference when you have a teacher who really cares about the student and really wants to see the student succeed. And you're definitely one of those people.
I do really care about the students. And so, you know, if you want to come be my student, just write me. I mean, also, you know, I really like to hear from people. So you don't even
Yeah.
have to be a student to email me, ask me questions, say hello, let me know you're out there. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And tell me
It's
if you, you know, tell me if you found me through the podcast. I'd like to know that too.
Yeah, this has been amazing. I really like today's talk. I love about resistance, because I think people are very resistant, and I hope hopefully this discussion, really makes people realize that, if you really have a dream to really want to play, you can make the time and it doesn't have to be so difficult, baby steps, and you can get where you really want to go and actually learn to play. And I think what you're doing is great.
Thank you. And I think what you're doing is great too. And I appreciate you having me on. Yeah.
And I appreciate you also. You're a
Thank
fabulous
you.
teacher.
Thank you. Thank
You have
you.
a great day.
You too. Till next time.
Until next time.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.